This is Forum 499, a podcast on value creation and supply chains. It shares stories, ideas, and challenges. It doesn't instruct, it doesn't promise right answers, and it isn't a list of best practices. I'm Bill Young, and I welcome 499ers to Episode 14, The Visible Hand. Adam Smith is considered by many to be the father of modern economics, but he thought of himself as a moral philosopher. He wanted to know what motivates people to work together for the greater good of humanity. In both of his major works, Theory of Moral Sentiments, 1759, and Wealth of Nations, 1776, he refers to the invisible hand as a force which causes individual self-interest to benefit society. One of his most quotable sayings goes, "It is not from the benevolence of the butcher, the brewer, or the baker that we expect our dinner, but from their regard to their own self-interest. We address ourselves not to their humanity, but to their self-love, and never talk to them of our own necessities, but of their advantages." In all of his writing, time and again, Smith points out that societies advance because, not in spite of the fact that individuals are looking out for their own interests. Some people think that's obvious. Individuals have to help each other for the sake of society, but Smith wasn't accepting that. He was saying that selfish competition between individuals and between groups of individuals transforms business and creates value by driving innovation and improvement. We know that Charles Darwin was greatly influenced by Adam Smith. Their theories are remarkably congruent. Both described forces that shape natural environments, forces so fundamental that observers within those environments are not even aware of them. There's a parable told by David Foster Wallace, a professor of English and creative writing. "There are these two young fish swimming along," he said, "and they happen to meet an older fish swimming the other way, who nods at them and says, 'Morning, boys, how's the water?' And the two young fish swim on for a bit, and then eventually one of them looks over at the other and goes, 'What the hell is water?'" Both Darwin and Smith revealed to us forces which are so ubiquitous and commonplace that they are like water to a fish. Adam Smith and Charles Darwin both saw the hand of natural forces shaping complex environments without the need for external influence. Smith coined his most famous metaphor, the invisible hand, to help people to understand the counterintuitive way in which individualism shapes societies for the common good. Darwin freely admitted that his theories on evolutionary biology owed much to Smith. He saw that natural selection was a tool that could transform and diversify species. And Smith's insight into the evolution of societies as the outcome of trading relationships astounded Darwin and shaped his thinking. But there is a fascinating difference between Smith and Darwin. Smith is actually vague on the actual mechanism by which basic selfishness benefits society. He talks generally about humanity, self-interest, aspirations, happiness, and trade as forces that transform groups of individuals into a functioning society. His best trope for this force was the invisible hand, and it's clever, but it doesn't help the average person to understand it. Not like survival of the fittest. Darwin is not the originator of this classic phrase. Credit for that goes to Herbert Spencer, and ironically, he used it to show Darwin's theories also applied to economics. By comparison, the concept of the invisible hand is somewhat nebulous and ethereal. It has nothing of the vivid intensity and visceral impact of death and survival. In the 21st century, we know that the relentless, steady and never-ceasing improvement in the welfare of humankind over recent centuries is due to open markets, trade and cooperation. However, until now, the mechanism has been quasi-magical and hardly understood, a force which even its main proponent was obliged to describe as invisible. Now we are wiser. Now we understand that the force that benefits humankind wherever there is open and free trade has a name. It is no less than procurement, the visible hand of economics. Had he been exposed to procurement's continuous, energetic compulsion to maximize value, Adam Smith would instantly have recognized the mechanism behind the invisible hand. Borrowing Smith's insights, it is not only sensible to buy goods and services at the lowest possible cost, it is our moral duty. Only by doing so do efficient and industrious producers get rewarded, whilst the indigent and inept must either improve or cease to trade. In this way, procurement is a constant compelling force for good, a relentless driver towards improvement and efficiency, an unceasing impetus towards innovation and improvement. Without procurement, signals of wastefulness, disorganisation and inadequacy would be blurred, muffled, or totally unseen, and humanity could not progress. Procurement is the mechanism Adam Smith struggled to describe. So, credit where it is due. Thank you, procurement, the visible hand that is reducing global poverty and improving welfare for all.